Welcome, noble viewers. This is Vegetarium, a noble way of living. My name is Kwa, and I'll be your chef today. I'm joined by my assistant, Keisha.
Hi.
And today, we're going to make creamy mushroom delight stroganoff. So now I'm going to introduce the ingredients. Right here, we have about a cup of shiitake mushrooms. We have three baby portobello mushrooms. We have about a cup of white button mushrooms. And here we have two potatoes I diced up and fried beforehand. If you don't like to fry it, you can bake it. That's always an acceptable option. We have two patties of Boca Burger, vegan. We've got one package of pasta noodles. I'm only going to use about half of that. We have a 12-ounce package of vegan sour cream. We'll use a tablespoon of vegan butter. We have one can of vegetable broth. We have 2 teaspoons of salt, a teaspoon of sugar, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, and we're going to use 2 teaspoons of vegetable broth powder. And also we're going to use 1 tablespoon of soy paste and a teaspoon of soy sauce. So now we're going to begin by boiling our pasta noodles. So we're going to get a pot ready, fill it up with water, which I already have ready, and we're just going to set that over here, let that heat up. While that's getting ready to boil, I'm going to cut open our bag of pasta.
So you know, Kwa, is there a particular kind of pasta that you have to use for this dish?
Well, Keisha, like any kind of pasta you like to eat, this dish in particular, we're going to make it almost like a casserole style. So I'm going to actually put the noodles inside the sauce.
Okay.
Instead of like a spaghetti style where you have the pasta noodles on the bottom and then you put the sauce on top.
Okay.
So this one we're going to mix in there. So I chose to use a this type of pasta. It's like really small and it's going to be really chewy in your mouth. So I'm going to get a pinch of salt, put that in there. 2. This is a 1 pound package. I'm only going to use 1/2 pound. And that should be plenty. Now, Keisha, would you do me a favor and stir this for me while I cut the mushrooms?
Why, sure, Kwa.
First, I'm going to start out with the shiitake mushrooms.
So I see, Kwa, you have 3 different types of mushrooms.
Yeah.
Why do you choose to use 3 different types of mushrooms and not just only one kind?
Well, I like to add a little variety, and each mushroom adds its own little unique flavor and little texture.
Mm-hmm.
These are fresh shiitake mushrooms. I think if you use the dry kind, the flavor will be very intense and it'll like overpower the other mushrooms. So I think the fresh ones would work best for this dish. And I like to use the baby portobello mushrooms. They add a nice chewy texture as well. They're really very good mushroom all around. You could just grill that up and stick it in a hamburger bun, have a little portobello burger or something like that. It's very good. And these I'm just going to cut in 4s. I'm cutting them all like in different shapes and sizes, so you know, adds a little different uniqueness to it, to each mushroom. So this dish, we're gonna plan on making it for probably a family of 4. I'm gonna continue cutting these mushrooms and we'll be back.
Okay, Kwa, I think the noodles look just about done.
I think you're right, Keisha. As you can see, the pasta almost doubled in size. We're going to strain it out. Mm-hmm. let the pasta noodle drain out, we're going to prepare the Boca burger. First, we want to make sure our pan is very hot, and this one is, so I'm going to add the oil. Let's go ahead and spread it around. Okay. And then I'm going to add the Boca burger.
So, Kwa, I see that you use a particular brand of vegan burger, Boca. Can you find these in most stores?
Yeah, lucky for us in the United States, there's a lot of vegetarians here, and you can find Boca Burger in pretty much almost any supermarket. Okay, so would you mind helping me out here and you stir this while I add any other ingredients? Yeah, first I'm going to add the sugar. Add our teaspoon of salt. Teaspoon of vegetable broth powder. Okay. Add a little bit of pepper to this. Kind of spice it up.
I know I like my dishes spiced up.
Yeah. I like to use whole peppercorns. The flavor seems to be more intense. Next, I'm going to add a tablespoon of soy paste. Finally, I'm going to add a teaspoon of soy sauce, or about. And if you just give that a stir for me, it'd be great.
Okay. Now, for the people that don't like soy sauce, what other seasoning would you recommend to put in here?
Well, if you don't like to use soy sauce, then just salt is enough. I like the color the soy sauce gives. It gives an extra deep brown color to it, so I like to use soy sauce. Best thing about using Boca burgers is, you know, you really don't have to wait for the meat to cook or anything like that, because this isn't meat. This is 100% soy protein. So I think this is about ready. I'm going to put this aside, and then we're going to cook our mushrooms. Okay, I just got done taking out the Boca burger that we seasoned earlier. And now we're going to saute our mushrooms. And as you can see, I didn't really like clean it or anything like that. We just want to keep some of the same flavor. And now I'm going to add about a tablespoon of butter just to give it some nice flavor. And as you can see, I'm using the Smart Balance Light, which is 100% vegan butter. This is hot enough, so I'm going to go ahead and put in the mushrooms. And can you stir that for me as I throw these in here? There you go. Okay, and these we just need to season a little bit, just maybe like a couple pinches of salt. Just add a little bit of flavor. Again, just couple grinds of pepper. And then we'll cook these until mushrooms look like they've absorbed some of the butter. Okay, while Keisha is stirring our mushrooms here, I'm going to go ahead and open our can of vegetable broth. We're just about done right now. Just got a few more steps here.
Well, I can't wait.
As you can see, the mushrooms have changed colors. They've absorbed a lot of that vegan butter, and they're good to go. I'm gonna pour in our vegetable broth here. I think about half a can is enough. Okay, now we're ready to add in our Boca burger that we prepared earlier. So, Keisha, when was actually the last time you ever had this type of dish? Have you ever had this type of dish?
Actually, Kwa, I have had this kind of dish. I actually had it when I was very young. Mm-hmm. My grandma, she used to cook it. She cooked it actually about several times. I've had it about maybe 3 or 4 times. But when I also ate this dish, she used real beef.
Oh, I see.
So yes.
This is the first vegetarian one.
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
But I've also been a vegetarian since I was 8 all the way till now.
Oh, wow. That's great. As you can see, I just added our potatoes. And next I'm going to add our pasta that we boiled earlier. Nice chunk of it. Just break it up. It's okay. And then to finish this, I'm going to add sour cream. You use the whole tub, which is like 12 ounces. And this is going to give it a nice little creamy texture and white color to it. Adds a lot to balance the flavors. So, let's go ahead and mix it around.
Oh, it looks so delicious.
It does.
I can't wait to try it.
We're just going to garnish this with chop up a little bit of parsley. Just add some fresh parsley, give it a nice little color. And we are just about done. Let me make you up a plate. Sound good?
Oh, sounds very delicious, Kwa. I think I've all been waiting this whole time to try this.
Here's yours. And, make some for myself. All right, go ahead and try that. Tell me what you think.
Oh, wow. It's really delicious.
Oh, thank you.
My first time trying the vegetarian vegan style of stroganoff.
And it doesn't take anything away from the flavor as you remembered it, right?
No, not at all. It tastes exactly the same as if my grandma cooked it.
Thank you. Appreciate that very much.
You are quite the chef.
Oh, thank you. You're being too kind. But thank you for joining us. I hope you had a lot of fun watching us, and I hope you try this dish out yourself, and thank you.